Hope you're enjoying your Friday afternoon, Saskatchewan, as we get set for a Rider game day tomorrow without Trevor Harris. That was made official today by the Saskatchewan Rough Riders, and judging by what Laura just spoke to on the news, might be an afternoon full of me giving you weather updates again, with severe thunderstorm watches popping up again this afternoon in Saskatchewan. You dodged it yesterday. You drove. You're almost going to scoot home, and then you.
Well, I could.
You did a audible at the line.
The wife and I do a carpool thing where I park the car because we work pretty close together. And then she comes and gets the car, and then I take a scooter home because it's only like a 10-minute scooter ride home. And it's how I'm going to leave this fine planet that we live on, I'm pretty certain.
Yeah, share the road with Locker when he's out there, please. Stop honking at him and trying to run him off the road, for crying out loud.
Yeah, because I'm not sure if it's people that know my radio, my persona, or if they're just
the bus
mad
goes
about a
by
scooter.
And you're like, wait a second, that's that guy. Oiler fan.
Open the door, Shirley.
Well, that truck horn sure sounded like a bandwagon, Locker. We begin the Green Zone with the starting lineup, the top sports headlines. Trevor Harris is a no-go for tomorrow. He's on the one-game injured list. Jake Mayer gets to feel like a starter again as he'll take the first snap tomorrow.
To feel that in front of a home crowd that I know is going to be excited against a division rival, you can say, right? So that's going to be... That's going to be one of those out-of-body experiences that you always look forward to.
This is Mayer's first start as a Rough Rider after 4 years in Calgary. Of course, still no word on the BC Lions starter. They listed Nathan Rourke as a game-time decision. Jeremiah Masoli his backup. But Rourke didn't take any reps yesterday. Day three, you're not taking reps, you're not playing.
Yeah.
Like, I've been around the CFL long enough. That's not what we're looking at. Nathan Rourke, 1% chance he plays tomorrow for the BC Lions. The Riders 3-0, the Lions 1-2. 5 o'clock kickoff tomorrow. The Green Zone pregame show, of course, begins at 3 o'clock. Remember, it's the Saskatchewan game, which is giveaways. They have giveaways for the Indigenous logo, the flags, and the buffs and
like
stuff like
logo.
That. It is. They added color to it this year. It was just green shades. And then they
I
added the color to it. It was great.
I went to buy merch last year, and it was sold out. So hopefully they've restocked. And people can get their hands on hats and T-shirts as well.
Again, 5 o'clock kickoff tomorrow. The Green Zone pregame show at 3.
Battle of the backups. And then last night, the Elks nearly proved Jamie Nye, the sports guy, right until the fourth quarter.
Flores waits. Now he takes it. Edmonton does bring a blitz. Flores trying to get it away. Scramble. Flores in the end zone. He's got it. How about that?
If you missed it, the Bombers go 3-0. The Elks drop to 0-3. Kolaris, 3 touchdown passes, adding a rushing touchdown late in the fourth. And the Alouettes Tiger Cats tonight, 5:30. So that's your Friday night matchup. Who do you got there, Jamie?
I have the Tiger Cats beating the Alouettes. McLeod Bethel-Thompson is starting for the Owls because Davis Alexander is out.
Okay.
So I'm going Tiger Cats at home. Tiger Cats off a bye week. Tiger Cats are 3-0 last year. After bye weeks.
Argonauts,
look at Dano.
Red
upset
Blacks.
Of the week because the Elks, that 23-23 last night, by the way. You
they
were texting me going, are you going to be right?
Like,
I didn't think the Bombers were.
Obviously, we got the Riders game tomorrow, and then we got the Argonauts and Red Blacks. That is your four-game week four lineup. 5 o'clock start for Sunday, 5:30 start for tonight's matchup.
All right, let's get to the NHL. They got a deal with the PA and the National Hockey League.
We can all look forward to at least 5 years more of labor peace, of the Players Association and the NHL working together.
That is a memorandum of understanding that now needs to be ratified by the players and the Board of Governors Of course, all the rumblings that are in it, an expanded schedule from 82 to 84 games, full-time emergency backup goaltenders, no player dress codes on game days, maximum deals going from 8 years for re-signing with your team and 7 for a free agent down to 7 for a re-signing and 6 for free agents, a playoff salary mechanism closing the LTIR loophole. Of course, all of this will come into effect for the 2026-27 season.
Got this,
this
coming
is
here.
The new CBA that will kick in next year. The current CBA runs through this upcoming NHL season. So McDavid can still sign that 8-year extension with the Oilers.
Is this Gary's swan song?
Keep dreaming, Locker. Keep believing it.
Here's the thing. You know what's going to happen?
He's never going to leave.
You know what's
going
to happen? I'm telling you right now. He's going to retire. He's going to walk away. He's going to hand it over to John Daly.
Bill Daly.
Bill, sorry.
What? John would be a heck of a show.
Given his loudmouth pants.
That'd be a heck of a... He'd be drinking out of the trophy, too, with the boys.
Slapping slapshot pucks off of beer cans. No, but he's going to walk away, hand it over to Bill. And that first year he leaves, a Canadian team's going to...
I will put that on the board.
Put it on the board. First year Gary's out is the next year.
We'll get through the starting lineup, and I'll write that on the board.
Okay.
NHL, the NHL entry draft goes tonight.
Now to Matt Schaefer, jumping up in the rush again. Neat move around Rakoff, and then a great move by Schaefer in front, and what a goal.
Here's Schaefer. Schaefer!
We got a 5 o'clock start our time for that. A couple of things leading up to it, and this may or may not have anything to do with the draft tonight. It usually does when people want to get deals done before the draft, although the John Tavares thing has nothing to do with the draft. Anyway, Tavares re-signs with Toronto, 4 years, just over $4 million AAV. So that's big news for Leaf fans. We'll be chatting more about that through the course of the show. Interested in getting your take on that if you're a Leafs fan. And then the Habs, this one, I heard Montreal's name around this player, but this was a surprise, I think, for a lot of people. Noah Dobson traded to the Montreal Canadiens. So 8 years, $9.5 million extension with the Islanders. And then the Habs get the 16th and 17th overall picks. So the Islanders have the first pick, the 16th pick, and the 17th pick. And my prediction still is they're going to go for that hometown kid, Higgins, who is projected to go in the top five. And it depends on whose list you look at. He's either four, he's either five. He's usually around that mark. But I think there's been a campaign locally in Long Island to get him from fans of the Islanders. So it'll be interesting to see if they try to make that work, because they're going to use the first pick on Schaefer. They'd be crazy not to.
Well, anyway. Matthew Schaefer is going first overall tonight.
Everyone's guaranteeing that.
And in the NBA, the Toronto Raptors are getting rid of Masai Ujiri. The team president is out after 13 years.
This was the time to make the change. The roster is in place. All our players are signed. The front office is renewed. And we have great coaching stability led by Darko.
That is the new CEO, Keith Pelley, who has now moved on from Brendan Shanahan as the president, now getting rid of Masai Ujiri as president of the Maple Leafs, and then now the Raptors. Of course, Masai was the architect and helped build the Raptors to an NBA championship team, helped extend the brand reach of the Toronto Raptors as well globally, and I imagine it won't take long for Masai Ujiri to find a new job in the NBA.
Well, it's interesting because he's gotten rid of two presidents quickly. Yeah. So and you know, he says all the right things and everybody's saying all the right things. But you wonder how much of this is he wants his own guys in there, right?
Well, as a new CEO, you're looking across and going, okay, they won one championship, but right now, not sure where this organization's going. The Toronto Maple Leafs, they want to change the DNA. Okay. The Shanna plan, get rid of it. Right when Keith Pelley came in, you knew there was going to be some major overhaul within Maple Leaf sports and entertainment. Meanwhile, coming up next on the Green Zone, we'll get back to the Rider story. No Trevor Harris. The details on why that is from head coach Corey Mace, and you'll hear from the starting quarterback, Jake Mayer, on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM. As we head into a Canada Day long weekend, of course, Canada Day on Tuesday next week, give us your requests. Let's make it all Canadian today. 1-877-332-8255 is the fan line here on the Green Zone. All requests Friday. What's the Canadian act you want to hear going into a Canada Day weekend? Although Locker will be here on Monday and all of next week. I will put the phone in the drawer and I'll see you tomorrow, of course. It's game day, but after that, I'll see you in 10 days from now. You're going to have fun. The Edmonton Oilers are going to make some big moves next week.
I have a feeling there's going to be lots of moves. I think this is going to be a really...
It's already started today.
The cap's going up. A lot of teams want... You know, a lot of teams are sort of at that position, Jamie, where they just need to make a couple of tweaks to get to that next level. So it's going to be really exciting.
But, of course, tomorrow it is game day. No Trevor Harris for the Saskatchewan Rough Riders. Corey Mace with an explanation.
Mapping out the protocol, it just didn't line up. You know, so obviously we've got a lot of confidence in Jake, and we are moving into a bye week as well. So, you know, a lot of things went into it, but, you know, ultimately, you know, with those, you don't really want to risk it. But, you know, there's proper steps to follow, and the timeline just didn't match up.
Also, do you have to change the game plan from Harris to Jake Mayer?
I think the plan is the plan, and, you know, we got full confidence to have to execute with Jake being back there. And, again, you know, being enough reps in this league, he's faced a lot of teams, a lot of players, a lot of coordinator play, defensive play callers. So he's pretty familiar with stuff. So you don't really have to limit too much or change too much when you got a veteran quarterback.
And that's why you have a veteran quarterback like Jake Mayer. That's why you bring him in. There were some fans of Shea Patterson, who was back up last year, but he went 1-5-1 as a starter. Like, you look at last year's season, and if Jake Mayer's the backup, the Riders are hosting the West Final. And I think this organization looked at that locker and went, we need depth everywhere, including the quarterback. And then they went out and got Tommy Stevens as the short yardage guy, who's the best in the league. Like, that QB room drastically improved from where they were last year.
Best in the CFL?
BC's okay, though. Jeremiah Masoli's a little weak. We'll see what McLeod Bethel-Thompson does.
Okay.
But I think they'd be in the conversation.
More than a couple of backups playing this week in week four,
unfortunately. As for Jake Mayer, of course he's excited.
Yeah, excited. Yeah, as a backup quarterback on any team, you never know when your number is going to be called. So, you know, I guess for the team, it's obviously bittersweet. Obviously, because you want to be, you know, make sure that everybody's ready to go and healthy and ready to play. But, you know, given the circumstances of the week and kind of how it's all played out, I'm ready to step in and do what I can for the team.
And so there is Jake Mayer, get a fresh start with the Saskatchewan Rough Riders, and he'll be ready to go tomorrow. Interesting. I'm interested, Locker, on how you out there in Rider Nation feel about this. 1-877-332-8255. Does your confidence change at all with tomorrow's game with Jake Mayer quarterback rather than Trevor Harris?
Does it go up?
For me, nothing changes.
Okay.
I'm as confident in picking the Riders as I was at the start of the week before we even knew Trevor Harris was in concussion protocol. Well, you picked him to score 50, so you're quite confident at the
well. Every time I make a pick, it just goes the complete opposite way. So I went against my instincts, which was a low-scoring game. And I'm like, well, let's go with
throw caution to the wind and let's get an 80-point game out there.
What did I go with? I'm trying to remember.
I think it's a 90-point game.
Oh, yeah, it actually is 54-41.
CFL record offense going on tomorrow.
Sundown, you better take care. If I find you've been creeping around my back stairs. She's been looking like...
Jamie and Locker with you here in the Green Zone, getting ready for Canada Day. Of course, next Tuesday, the long weekend coming up for many, except for Locker, who has to work on Monday. But your requests, Canadian tunes. What do you got? 1-877-332-8255.
That one was for Cameron.
Cameron won a little
daily texter here on the Green Zone.
Gordon Lightfoot, let us know what you want to hear. Of course, a little later on, Craig Button's going to preview the draft. NHL draft goes tonight. First round anyways, tonight. First at 5 o'clock, then the second through seven rounds go tomorrow. The Islanders have the first overall selection. Britton Gray on the Rider story. We know Trevor Harris, but we do have Jake Mayer starting at quarterback for the Riders against the BC Lions tomorrow. And the Moj is going to join us, the voice of the BC Lions. Always entertaining with the Moj. But right now, let's talk to a Regina Pats legend, icon. His number's retired, and now he's the general manager. Dale Durkach joins us on the line. Dale, how are you today? Oh, 1 second. 1 second, I get this figured out. There we go. That's Hello. Better. Dale, now I clicked the right button. How's it feel? Number retired. You're still number one in scoring, and now you're leading the Regina Pats franchise as GM.
Yeah. Thanks for having me on, guys. Very exciting. I'm grateful for the opportunity, and it's surely an honor and a privilege to lead the hockey department of Canada's oldest junior franchise.
Dale, Alan Miller has been your boss. You worked directly underneath Alan for the last couple of years, and now he hands over the reins to you. Congratulations. What are you going to take away from your time with your former boss?
Well, first off, I'd like to say thanks to Alan. He was just an acquaintance a year ago when I came on. So he laid out a plan for the team and for me and my role with the team, the new role that he set up. And he stuck to his plan right to the letter. The role I would play assisting him in doing what we needed to do to turn the franchise around. And yeah, the year before was a tough one. Last year was also a very tough one with 18 trades being made, but I think people saw when it came draft time, all of that tough time stuff kind of took a turn for a look into the future and how bright it should be. And what I would take from him is, stick to your plan. You have to be patient with young players. And, when you're managing and with people of all kind, you manage, but you treat people well and let them do their jobs and communicate, and things will fly.
Dale Durkach, now the general manager of the Regina Pats here on the Green Zone. The news comes down. Al Miller moving over to Hockey Canada and a big role there now, and Dale takes that spot. You've been in various roles. You've been head coach. You've been in player development, strength conditioning. You've scouted NHL. How big of a learning curve is it to be general manager? Or have you been learning it through all the various things you kind of are doing now? You've almost done it all already, Dale.
Yeah. There are going to be some things day to day that come at you that you need to know what the process is to get them done. And it's more on sort of the paperwork side, but I have a real good assistant general manager in Tristan Fry, who had been helping out along the way with that stuff. In the general manager role, it's more about managing people, listening to people, giving guidance. And, there will be some tough decisions that you make, but I take them on gladly. I was kind of in a similar role when I was with Prince Albert as their director of player personnel, assistant GM for 7 years with Bruno Campese, the GM. There were just the two of us who did all the work together. And that's kind of what happened here with Al and I. He said it from the beginning. He's a manager, and I came in to oversee more the player personnel and the scouting side. So I was the guy when we went to talk about trading for a player. I knew the players in terms of their abilities and what they could do. And he would put together, along with me, what we would be trading them for, and he'd do that part. So I think I've got a good handle on things, but again, things will come at you that you're not ready for, but that's part of the business.
So, Dale, your replacement, Tristan Frye, he steps into your role. Outside of paperwork, what does Tristan bring to the table?
He brings everything.
Okay.
He's a jack of all trades. I mean, he did everything. Not only is he very good as a young person with a documents, computer, and all that stuff that old guys like me have a hard time with, but he's amazing at that. But he can go on the ice and do skill development. He's going to now get into the scouting side. I am still going to oversee the scouting for now, and slowly Tristan's going to learn and under me, and slowly the transition would be that he would take over and lead the scouting side of things. But for now, he'll work with me. We'll do everything together, whether it's talking about trades, whether it's drafting players. I'll oversee those things, but with a mind in that he will slowly take over the scouting side at some point.
Dale Durkach joining us now, general manager of the Regina Pats. Of course, you get to step in with Maddox Schultz,
yeah,
and Liam Pugh, bringing them on board. Do you feel a little spoiled that this is the start of a rebuild with these two players in your first run at general manager?
Well, it's pretty exciting, to say the least. You know, it was pretty doom and gloom in Regina, and, you know, I heard all the rumblings when I was out at the rinks or, you know, at the grocery store. You know, people were a little upset, but when we, you know, got lucky enough to win the lottery and get the first pick, and then when we turn around and probably make that first round pretty exciting with moving up to get pick number 3 overall and pick Liam, you know, it totally turned, and you could feel it. You could feel it in the city. You know, I'm obviously lived here for a long time, and just people that I've dealt with, having 3 boys in hockey, you meet so many people along the way, everybody reaching out, and the excitement's really there. So I am very fortunate, but I also I'm cautious. You can't get too excited. These things take time, and things aren't always just going to go on a straight line up. There's going to be bumps in the road, so we got to be prepared for everything.
So, Dale, with Maddox and Liam being underage, with the rules surrounding their play, they can only take in 34 games. How do you and Tristan manage that? Are you going to make sure, just out of curiosity, that the two of them are always playing together?
No,
okay.
They won't always play together. I think there's going to be times when you know, depending on their other team schedule where they're playing, you know, we're going to work together with those teams to work on a good schedule where, yeah, the players not only play for us, they also play for their club teams in U18, but they also have time for skill development and workout. Like, they're not going to come and go on the ice for 2 practices a day and then do workout and then go play 1 game and Brandon come home and the next night go to with a U18 team, and like in Maddox's case, go to Swiftkirk and play. We're going to sit down, which we've already talked to the Pat Canadians here with Maddox, not sure about Liam yet, and map out monthly sort of a plan,
yeah,
that makes sense. And when they can play in the lineup, they're normally 15-year-olds. There has been a rule in the past that it's only on emergency basis that you can have 2 15s, but with this situation, and no one thought we'd end up with 2 15-year-olds, I think. It was a new thing. There is a rule change and exemption that they both can play at the same time, but they won't necessarily play at the same time all the time.
Do we know yet how it's going to work with Liam, with his residency in BC, and,
yeah,
can he be in an SJHL team? Or like, how do we know yet on what Liam can do to manage his schedule? Like, Maddox can definitely probably a little easier with the Pat Canadians.
Yeah, well, the one with Maddox is obviously a dream come true. But, you know, when you're thinking it through, you know, there is one other player that this happened with that's even tougher, a player who's living in Brandon, and he was drafted by Everett, Reed Nickel. You know, with Liam, who's in Vancouver, at least there's a direct flight to Regina and back. But it's tough. Those situations with playing 34 games, there's going to be a lot of extenuating circumstances with the travel, you know, weather. And so who knows how that's going to go. And, you know, there's going to be a lot that has to be managed. Right now, Liam's situation, he's exploring a few options. There's everything from him staying at home and maybe playing U18 to playing junior A or B in BC, which the Junior B League is different than ours. It's a step above. Or potentially Notre Dame and or Prairie Academy could be possibilities. And then there's been talked about a potential of the Pat Canadians as well. So there's a few options there, but those are family decisions. And Liam and his family need to work through those.
Are the Pats a playoff team next year?
Yeah.
That was the goal going, leaving at the end of this year, leading into next year. That's our goal. That is going to be my job to try to, you know, see what we can do along the way. Maybe things are just fine as they are going into the year and through the year that we make the playoffs. But that is the goal, is to make the playoffs this coming year, to take sort of another step in the growth of this team and the players.
Of course, finally, Dale, it is draft weekend for the National Hockey League. I know the Pats have a couple prospects. You were in the seventh round and we're waiting for the call. What's draft like for a young man wondering where, what, who's going to give him that phone call hey, we're interested?
Yeah, it's I think a little bit stressful and a little bit exciting all at the same time. You know, it's an honor, of course, that you would be drafted into the NHL or any league by that matter. But on the flip side, there's many stories of players that don't get drafted that go on to be very good players and play in the NHL. So, you know, it's an exciting day. I'm hoping for our two guys that are rated in Central Scouting, Colton Bridgman and Reese Hamilton, that they do get called. And I'm so excited and be happy for them and their families. And let's hope that happens and we see big smiles on those guys' faces.
Well, Dale, thanks so much for your time. Enjoy the weekend, even though I know there's a lot of work to be done. And congratulations once again.
Yeah.
Yes. Well, thank you very much, guys, for having me on. I appreciate it. And, hey, it's not work. It's fun.
Right on. That's also, Dale, feel free to use our the Green Zone idea of a free beer night.
Okay, then.
Yeah. Still thank hasn't been, no one's pulled the trigger on that yet, but yeah. I think it'd be huge.
Just so you know, Dale, this was Alan's response to Locker's suggestion. Talk to Gord. That's Gord's department.
It's above my pay grade, that's for sure. So
No bad ideas when you're brainstorming, though, right, Dale?
Of course. Always good. Hot dog and a beer never hurt.
Right on, Dale. Take care.
All right. Take care, guys. Have a great weekend. Bye-bye.
That is Dale Durkach, now general manager of the Regina Pats here on the Green Zone. More coming up on the Green Zone this day in sports history. Then Craig Button will be in with a preview. Yeah, draft night. First round of the NHL draft. And we have TSN's draft analyst coming up at 3:05 right here on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.
Ipswich Farm remembers.
On this day in sports history, a major league record was set.
This ball hit deep to right field, but Witten is there. He makes the catch against the wall, and the Mets lose for the 52nd time this season, and Anthony Young has set a new major league record, losing his 24th consecutive game.
Yes, 24 straight decisions. The record was from May 6, 1992, and then it went into July. He lost a couple of more, but it was on this day, June 27th, where Anthony Young broke the record, 24 straight losses by decision in Major League Baseball history. Now, June 27th, 2020 or 2017, Anthony Young lost his battle with cancer on this same day. You believe in numerology.
There's too many weird things in my family with the number four where it's just, it's not, it can't be coincidence. It just, it can't be.
But June 27th, 1993, Anthony Young set the record, 24 straight decisions with a loss.
One you're going to regret.
It's now 27. He got to 27 before he finally got a win on July 28th, 1993.
You're going to celebrate that one, though. That'd be a fun one.
We'll put it on the calendar.